Third pack of Chagiga Mishnah Dalet. Now, the previous Mishnahs we were mentioning Chumras of Hektish, Kodesh, now over Truma. Now we're mentioning Chumras of Truma. Chumras of Truma. Should be Yehuda Neman al Teres Hayam al Hashem Kol Yemayseh Shoyin. And Yehuda, which is closer to Yerushalayim, people were trusted that they made their wine and oil B'Tayra. If you go around there to Israel, you'll see that all the wine presses and olive presses had a mikveh right next to it, because they were they made it al tayres hakodesh for the besa mikdash use. B'shas hagitois v'badim, at the time that they were pressing the wine and the oil afal truma, and then they also nemen on truma. So the kids, it's coming out that we're more stringent about truma than by hektish, something that's being used for korbanos. The people that would press it would be more careful, and therefore we trust them. They were afraid to do something for hektish, not betayru. But they weren't so careful about truma, and therefore and the truma at the time that they were actually involved in the main pressing, so that's their eager business. They make sure that it's good for truma also. Of akidus v'avadim, if it's already past that period of time of the pressing of the wine and olives, if he gets it from a person who is not a trustworthy person, like Atum of the Taira, he's not believed anymore. But what he can do is that this Am Ha'aretz could wait till the next time they press, and then he gives it to the Kohen. In other words, the Kohen cannot take it, but if the Am Ha'aretz knows that it is Tahar, and he knows he won't be trusted, and he wants the Kohen to get it, and let him wait till the next time he presses wine, and then I'll give it over to the Kohen with the rest of his stuff. If he said, I put a revius of kodesh into this wine, then he's believed, because since he's going to use this, since it's going to have to be used for korbanos, that we said that Am Ha'aretz is believed that he made his wine tor for korbanos. If you have jugs of wine and oil, hamadumoyes, what are we talking about over here? They got mixed up somehow. How did they get mixed up? A person has tevil and he wants to use it for korbanos. Now, lemaisa, the situation of this wine is that it's a mixture of kodesh, part of it he wants to use for kodesh, and he also wants it to be used. He's going to have to take up truma semaisvis. He wants it to be truma and part of it to be chulin, a regular thing. So, if he says that these jugs are tar, even though we said before that the Am Ha'aretz is not, at least before we said he's believed Lagabi Truma only when they're pressing the oil and the wine. As far as the jugs, even then he's not believed. But here's a chiddush, that since there's also hektish in here, therefore, like we said before, the Am Ha'aretzim were very careful about being matar in respect to hektish, they're believed also in respect to the jugs and the rest of the wine also, since there's also hektish mixed into it, because now it says that the neman alim b'shaskizis v'batim v'koydim l'gita shivim yoyim. So it says there are, now it's limiting the time that they believe. There'll be room to say that it's kodesh and this they should believe dolis. There's no, it's only the time they're pressing the wine and 70 days before that, because generally they would order the new kelim 70 days before they, you know, in other words, for the new pressing they would order 7 days beforehand. So within 7 days beforehand we could assume that this was ordered specially for this run, and this run had some kodesh in it, and therefore it's the Taira. But it's from other times of the year, we cannot rest assured that the Kadim were ordered specifically for this, and then we're concerned that maybe put it in Kadim that were to name.